Chalek Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet 2-4. Ha'osa isaso kabim. If a person makes small batches of dough, each the size of a kav. If you recall, the Mishnah said you need to have 5/4 of a kav of flour to be chayav in the mitzvah of challah. So if it's less than 5/4, just one kav, so then each batch of dough separately would be exempt from the mitzvah of challah. So then the question is, must one take challah if he makes two batches of dough, even if he puts them side by side? So the Mishnah here says, even v'nago zeh b'zeh, even if they touch one another, paturim min hachala, still the two batches of dough are considered to be distinct, says the Tana Kama, and one would not take challah from either one, ad shishochu, unless they're attached in such a way that literally they bite each other. That is to say, when you separate the two doughs, they don't just cleanly come apart. One rips a piece out from the other. And if that would be the case, that's called yishochu, they're biting into each other. So then they're considered to be conjoined, and since they're conjoined, they would be mitzaref, they would combine, and therefore if the two kav met up to two kav, that's more than the requisite amount, and the mitzvah of challah kicks in. Worth noting that that's only true, as we'll see in the fourth parak, if the two doughs are min bamino, they're the same kinds of flour. But if, for argument's sake, you had a wheat dough and a barley dough, then the Tana Kama would hold, even if they're touching, even if they're yishochu, they bite into each other, they're conjoined, still, they would not be mitzaref, they wouldn't combine to reach the requisite quantity that would necessitate the taking of challah. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Rabbi Eliezer is going to disagree, and he says touching or biting into each other is not required. Af haroda, even if one takes bread out of the oven, radia sapas is the verb that's unique to the taking of a cooked loaf of bread out of an open fire, an oven. So if one takes af haroda, venosin lasal, and he puts it into a basket, so now he has, let's say, two large loaves of bread, which in total surpass the requisite amounts for taking challah, then hasal mitzarfen l'challah. Then the basket will combine the two loaves to make the combined doughs now as bread to be subject to the mitzvah of challah. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you bake two kav-sized portions of dough, even if you kept them separately, but you put them after you took them out of the oven into a single container, assuming that they're below the rim of the container, technically, so then the container itself will be mitzaref, it will combine them into like a single batch, and the mitzvah challah will kick in. Once again, you need to have that they're min bamino. We're talking about where they're two same types of dough, not wheat bread and barley bread wouldn't be combining. As far as the question of whether or not inside the container, if those two loaves must be touching or simply be in the container but not touching, that's a machlokas rishonim. According to the Bartanura, they must be touching. However, many others, like the Rush and Rosh, say no, touching is not necessary. Even if they aren't touching, still the basket will combine them. And the halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer, meaning that if you take different loaves, put them into a single container, that will combine them for the mitzvah of challah. And indeed, that's the custom today. People will take their bread or different batches, put it inside, say, like a laundry basket, cover the laundry basket, and then combine them to make challah like that.